hoping to have a more dynamic gospel than that to preach on today. I mean, after all, it's, 53 days to Christmas? So you'd think that our gospels would kind of be moving us along to get us to the manger. But no, we have this this gospel that speaks of marriage and resurrection. It speaks of law of Moses. It speaks of Jesus and the Sadducees. So what are we to take from this particular gospel? Well, first we have to back up a bit and just talk about these Sadducees. Because, you know, we often clump them together with the Pharisees. We say, oh, the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together and did this. But in reality, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were poles apart. They were totally different. So let's just look at the Sadducees, the ones that we are hearing today. They were extremely wealthy. They were well-educated, and they wanted to do everything in the best interest of their relationship with Rome. Not God, not Christ, but Rome. And so everything or anybody that got in the way of that relationship, they wanted to push away. And so we have these Sadducees sitting down thinking, they've got a troublemaker. They've got this person, Jesus, who's going around to the different temples and to the markets and preaching of an eternal life. He's preaching of a resurrection, a changing from present to future. And they're going, that totally disrupts everything. That's not what we want to have happen. So you can imagine them gathering themselves together in a group and saying, okay, how are we going to get rid of Jesus? What are we going to do to ensure that our way is the right way and Jesus' way is the highway? How are we going to make that happen? So they look at the law of Moses, something that they held very dear. They said if it didn't belong, if Moses hadn't said it or given it to them, it wasn't a law that they needed to follow. So they looked at the laws. And they found this one in particular that had to do with bringing a person's family line on, a continuation. And they said, okay, here's a good one. How can the resurrection exist if a man dies and his widow, the wife, has to marry the brother and they live on? How can we look at that in the resurrection? Because whose wife is going to be the person in the heaven? And then somebody in the crowd said, well, why not say seven? Why just end with one? Let's go with seven. And we'll embarrass Jesus. He'll have to answer that, gee, I don't think any of it. And that'll be wrong from Moses, and we'll have got rid of him. Too easy. Too easy. So they sit down with Jesus, and they say, you know, we've been struggling with this notion of the resurrection. Just exactly what can it, how does it apply to the law of Moses? In particular, a man is married, he dies, leaves no children, so the man's line and name will disappear. But the law says that the brother must marry the widow. All right, but what happens if this happens seven times? And they come to this place you talk about of eternal kingdom, whose wife will she be? Now, Jesus could have sat back and said, well, that's a very nice question, but even if I answer it, you're not going to listen to the answer. Even if I tell you about the resurrection, even if I go into great detail, you're still not going to listen. He could have said that. He could have got up and said, well, I'm out of here. Too easy. The best way to answer this question is for me to leave. But he doesn't, does he? He stays there and tries to explain to the Sadducees, listen, here on earth is one life. Eternal kingdom is another. And it's like passing through a door into a different room. It's not the same. It's simply different. And this eternal kingdom is a kingdom of unending joy. Life eternal, free of suffering and pain. Here we have to live as we do with our human nature. But there, Jesus says, we'll be angels and spirits. He specifically said angels and spirits, didn't he? And that was one thing that I'm sure got the Sadducees, because they did not believe in angels and spirits. But there you go. We will be in this eternal kingdom, angels and spirits. Wow. That's how he responds. And then he goes on further. He just doesn't end there. He goes further and says, you know, in fact, God is a God of the living. And even in Moses' time, he said that he is a God of Isaac and Jacob, a God of the living. And so in this eternal kingdom, we will be alive in a new way, in a new start. But what gets me is there's a sentence that very few commentaries throw in. It's the sentence, like we end it at verse 38. Check out verse 39, which you sort of go, yeah, well, you know, they got to stop somewhere. Yeah, but verse 39 says, it's okay to ask questions of God. It's okay. Which is why Jesus had to stay and answer, because there are no dumb questions. Where have you ever heard that before? And how many of you ever left a meeting going, why didn't I ask that question? You know, I should have asked that question, because now I'm going to stew on that question all this time because I didn't ask this question. The number of meetings that I have gone to, and living in Ottawa, I went to a lot of meetings. I would take the 95 from downtown out to Orleans, which is about an hour and a bit. It's public transit. You got to take your time. Stewing about the fact I didn't ask a question. But in this passage, at verse 39, it says, go ahead and ask the questions. And I think that's what's so important for us to take away today. Not so much that the Sadducees couldn't understand the resurrection, because you and I believe in the resurrection. That's us. That's now. But if you have questions of God, he says, go ahead and ask them. Because just as the Sadducees, somebody might have gone away going, you know, the Sadducees asked the question and Jesus answered it. I kind of like the answer that Jesus gave. I kind of like that understanding of the eternal kingdom. In fact, I want to go hear more. There were probably people that left that temple that day with that kind of understanding. And so you and I, with our asking our questions of God, we too can walk away going, you know, I know more now. I understand. I can keep going. And maybe you'll bump into somebody who'll ask you the question. And you'll be able to say, well, as a matter of fact, I was just talking to God. And here's what I feel God was saying to me. Maybe that's what your role will be this coming week. So think about that this week. Think about asking questions of God as we now start into that slow journey to the manger. Amen.